What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, quick announcement for you. I'm going to be doing live webinar trainings the week of November 4th. And this webinar is called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective ads that get results. Now, this training is for if you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, basically, when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads. This is something I hear all the time, that ads are just overwhelming. They make you want to pull your hair out. And so if that's you and you're an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, etc., and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating effective Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to invite you to a live free webinar training I'm doing, again, the week of November 4th. So to register, go to rickmulready.com/live training. Okay. Now, on this training, in addition to teaching you my exact step-by-step process that I feel that all online experts need to know to be generating profitable and effective Facebook and Instagram ads that get you leads and sales, then this training is going to be for you, right? I'm also going to be talking about teaching you the common mistakes that most people make with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. I'm also going to be doing a live Q&A, okay? And so if you're feeling overwhelmed when it comes to ads, if you are just getting into ads right now and you really don't know what you're doing, or maybe if you've been doing ads for a little while and you're not getting the results that you want and they're super frustrating you, I totally hear you. And this training is going to be for you. So again, the week of November 4th, register for this free live training at rickmulready.com/live training. All right, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. Super appreciate you, period. I appreciate you. Normally, I say super appreciate you coming and hanging out with me today. I appreciate that as well, but you're awesome. Regardless of whether you listen to this or not, you're awesome. Hey guys, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact in this world. And when you do all those things, my friends, not only do you get to increase your revenue, but you and your audience that you are serving get to have better lives. So I want to talk about this whole thing called the buyer's journey. You've likely heard the whole concept of building the know, like, and trust factor, right? You need to build know, like, and trust in order to convert leads into sales. And I'm not using the word convert in some kind of scammy kind of way. You have to have some sort of strategy where you take somebody who doesn't know who you are through to becoming a paying customer, right? And we refer to this process as the customer journey or the stages of awareness, which we've covered here in the podcast before. This is oftentimes your sales funnel, right? Understanding your customer journey is critical for your business on so many different levels, from your email marketing to your ads to your content that you're creating and so on. And from a sales funnel perspective in particular, not understanding the buyer's journey is one of the biggest reasons that I see for people's funnels not converting, frankly, is that they don't understand the buyer's journey. Because when putting together your offers, when putting together your content, when putting together your ads, you have to understand where somebody is at in your buyer's journey. And I'm going to break all this down for you here today and simplify this whole concept of the buyer's journey. Okay. You have to understand and remember the view or the experience that your target audience is having as they get introduced to your business. Oftentimes we think that we have the most amazing offers, right? But we wonder why they're not converting. Well, there's a lot of different factors in that, but a big reason, like I just said, is that so many people don't understand the customer journey or the buyer's journey. Same thing, right? A lot of people don't even understand what the whole, like, never even heard of this before. And so where I'm going with this is that a lot of times it's not your offer. It's usually because you haven't established the know, like, and trust factor with you. And I'm going to break this down here for you today. And alongside this, at the front of this whole customer journey, the buyer's journey, is we often truly don't understand our target customers. I talk about this a lot from a holistic level, understanding your target customers on a holistic level. And I often use the yoga example. So if I'm in the yoga niche, right, I probably want to be targeting or speaking to women between a certain age range. Let's just say maybe 28 to 45, maybe. I'll just throw that out there. Who have an interest in yoga, right? Cool. That's where most people stop. But from a targeting perspective and truly understanding your target customer, even when just in general in your business, they have a lot of other interests, where they shop and challenges and pains and all that stuff. You have to understand all of these things so that you can speak directly to your target customer and use your messaging in speaking to them, right? What motivates your customers? What are their needs? What are their hesitations? What are their concerns? That sort of thing, right? Going back to the yoga example, well, maybe they're doing yoga because they have a bad low back like me. And, you know, this is something that they find that helps with their, I almost said limberness. Who says limberness anymore? Who says that at all? You know, maybe it just helps with their flexibility, right? And so, but they're also, if you're in the yoga niche, you also want to be, you know, thinking about from a targeting perspective, maybe they shop at Lululemon or Lorna Jane or Whole Foods, or maybe they read Yoga Journal magazine. Now, that's a perfect example of a more advanced person in your customer's journey. If they're reading Yoga Journal magazine, they're not a beginner, right? That's a different conversation that you need to have with that person versus somebody who is just learning yoga. Okay. So be thinking about what motivates your customers. What are their needs? What are their hesitations? What are their concerns? You have to know who you're talking to and speak to them differently for where they are in your customer journey. Right. You've likely heard the whole, you know, right person, right offer, right time. That's what we're talking about here. That's what that whole thing means. So you're speaking to the right person, so your target audience, and you're putting the right offer in front of them at the right time. That's the golden rule of advertising. Right. Well, we're able to do that when we understand the customer journey, the buyer's journey. And how we typically look at the buyer's journey is through the typical kind of sales funnel, right? So we have our awareness stage at the top of our funnel.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
And then as we go down sort of the middle section of our funnel is the consideration stage. And then at the bottom of our funnel is the decision making, right? So they either become, that's hopefully at that point, they become a customer. And there's more steps that we're going to talk about that most people forget about that is critical to your buyer's journey also that happen after the decision stage. But we're going to talk about that in a second. Now, there's also, in addition to this whole concept of the buyer's journey, as I mentioned earlier on, you know, there's this whole concept of the stages of awareness that Eugene Schwartz made popular in his book, Breakthrough Advertising. And I don't have the year in front of me, but it's like the Bible for copywriters. And it's not in print anymore. You can still buy it. It's not in print anymore, but you can still buy it. And it's like $300. But like every copywriter, it's pretty much a must read. It's so good. Right. And so in that book, Schwartz talks about the 5 different stages of awareness, which is really what we're talking about here as well. And he talks about, like, stage number 1 is that he calls unaware, right? This is where the person doesn't know they have a problem and probably not worth marketing to them. They don't even know they have the problem. And then the second stage that Eugene Schwartz talks about, I just took a big inhale in the microphone there. Just a quick side note, I listen to myself sometimes do my own, you know, like once my podcast episode comes out, I'll put it on the car just to kind of check in on it. It's like cringeworthy for me just listening to my own voice. But anyway, I'm like, man, I breathe a lot in the microphone. If you weren't aware of it, Now you're aware of it. I'm sorry for that. But anyway, side note. The second stage that Eugene Schwartz talks about is being problem aware and pain aware. This is where your target audience knows they have a problem, but they don't know your solution, right? They don't know your solution yet. They understand that something's up. And I'm going to give you a specific, I'm going to run you through a specific example here when I get through all this to kind of tie it all in together. I'm actually going to use my wife and baby girl as an example. Okay. So the second stage is problem aware or pain aware. The person knows they have a problem, but they don't know about your solution. And then the third stage, according to Schwartz, is being solution aware. The person knows there are solutions, but hasn't chosen one. And yet they still don't know about your product. Okay, so they know they have a problem at this point. They know there are solutions out there, but they haven't picked a solution yet. And they haven't been introduced to your offer yet. Then the fourth stage of the five stages is being product aware. Now the person knows about your product, but isn't totally sure it solves their problem. So they now are familiar with your product. But again, think about it from that know, like, and trust factor. This is really in that know phase, if you will. And then the fifth stage is the most aware, as Eugene Schwartz says. The person knows a lot about your product. They're right about to buy, but they need some more information. They need a little, you know, pushing to get over that edge. And this is often where like testimonials come into play and all this other stuff, right? And so those are the five stages of awareness, according to Eugene Schwartz in his copywriting Bible, Breakthrough Advertising. Unaware, problem aware, solution aware, product aware, and then there's most aware. Okay. So now what I want to do is I do want to kind of break down a little bit of this problem aware and solution aware. You have to remember, you have to be aware of this because, I mean, if you think about it, the conversation and the messaging for people at these different stages needs to be very different, right? You have to be speaking to people depending on where they are, whether they understand that they have a problem, whether they understand that I have a problem, but I don't know what the solutions are. And, oh, I don't know about your solution yet. Okay. If they're not aware of you and right out of the gates, you're going right to your offer, it's probably not going to resonate with them because they don't know enough about you yet. And maybe they're not even convinced they have a problem. Right. And this goes back to understanding. You have to have a very deep understanding of your target customer and where they are at in the buyer's journey. And so now that we've gone through that, I want to take you through the more typical sales funnel, right? From awareness to consideration down to the decision-making stage where someone is hopefully becoming a customer of yours, right? So at the awareness stage, this is the top of your sales funnel. This is where your marketing comes into play, such as your Facebook and Instagram ads or your podcast or your blog or what have you, right? At this stage, you're creating awareness around you and your business. Maybe it's around your offer at this point. This is your sort of like your first impression with your target customer. It's like your first date, okay? And so with each one of these stages, I want to give you some questions to be thinking about at each stage of the funnel. So at the awareness stage, I want you to asking yourself, am I providing value that solves the audience's problems or challenges? Are you providing value that solves the audience's problems or challenges? Are you uniquely positioning yourself different from everybody else in your space? And how do you want them to think of you? This goes in the positioning, right? How do you want your target audience to be thinking about you compared to others in the space? What makes you unique? You know, a few episodes here in the podcast ago, we talked about special sauce. What is your special sauce? What separates you from other people? And are you providing value to people? at the awareness stage. This is where most people, frankly, get, when it comes to ads, they get their ads wrong. Or they don't get them wrong, but they go right for the sale, or oftentimes they go directly to a webinar sign up, which I do as well, but they complain because their lead costs for the webinar are a little higher than they'd like. Well, this right here can be one of the reasons why that's happening. You're asking somebody to come spend an hour, 90 minutes, whatever it is with you, which is a big ask, but they don't even know who you are, right? They're unaware of you. Hopefully at that point, they're aware, if you're speaking to them, understanding where they are in the journey, that they're aware they have a problem, right? But they don't know about your offer. They don't know about you and how you can solve their problem. Now, you'll do that on the webinar, but that's why you can have better results when, for example, and I'm going to talk about this here in a few minutes, but if you were to run ads that are like video ads, where you are maybe dispelling myths or, you know, sharing value, teaching something, or talking about why, you know, overcoming a popular belief, something like that, that is positioning you as an expert, you're building retargeting audiences, right? You're building audiences of people who engage with your video, and then you retarget them into your webinar. Well, now you're bringing them through your funnel, right? You're bringing them through the customer journey more strategically, because you're starting off at the awareness stage rather than you're starting off at the consideration stage. Okay. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to start off at the consideration stage, but what I am saying is that a very effective strategy, especially today on Facebook and Instagram, is to spend budget on that awareness stage. And then when you have a launch, when you have a webinar, you have a video series, whatever it is, then you use those warm audiences to retarget into one of those offers. And you can also build lookalike audiences from those warm audiences. And then you push those people into, not push them, but you offer them whatever that is, a webinar or video series or what have you. Because we're taking time to build that awareness rather than going directly for the consideration. It is, again, one of the big mistakes I see people make is that they're only running ads, for example, when they're doing launches. Usually, when they're doing that, their costs are going to be higher for a lot of different reasons. But from, and this is a little bit off topic here, but from Facebook's perspective, Facebook wants to see that you are being consistent with your ads, meaning you're running on a consistent basis. Now, I don't mean you're spending, you know, thousands of dollars a day on your ads. I mean, if you are, awesome, but they want to see consistency, because when you're more consistent in your list building and you're running ads to, or those videos to build those engagement audiences, and then you have your launch, likely, I mean, not guaranteed, but likely you will see better cost results, lower costs during the launch when you are consistently running ads. And that consistency is part of exactly what we're talking about here today. That awareness stage at the top of the customer journey. Okay. So the next phase is our consideration. So it's like the middle of the funnel. And at this stage, the customer knows who you are on a surface level, and they're in the process of making a judgment about you and what you have to offer. And so some questions to consider to ask yourself during this stage of the funnel is, what are you asking them to consider, right? Do you have some sort of idea to share with them? Do you have an offer? Is it a webinar? Is it a product? Whatever it is, what are you asking them to consider? Do they have enough information from you to make an informed decision about whatever it is that you're offering? And if you had a chance to sit down and chat with your potential customer, what would you want them to know? What are those things that you definitely want them to know? And are these items, are those things that you want them to know included in your messaging? Everyone always wants to know, well, how do I write good copy? Well, think about it from the perspective of, if you were sitting down across from your target customer and you're having coffee with them, what would you say to them about whatever it is that you're offering in your ad? What would that look like? Well, that's your copy right there. Okay. All right. So that's the consideration phase. And then at the bottom of our funnel is the decision making, right? At this stage, the customer is ready to make a decision about your offer. Hopefully they're going to buy. They're in the process again of making a judgment about you and what you have to offer. And so some questions to be asking yourself at this stage of the funnel is, have you given them all the information that they need to make an informed decision? Again, are they convinced that a transformation is possible as a result of your offer? Is your purchase process easy? Is it seamless for the customer? And how are you making the customer feel at this stage of the journey, right? So if you're doing a webinar, for example, well, this is probably at the end of your webinar or at the end of your email series after the webinar. You're giving them information. You're giving them information on the webinar. You've given them more information leading up to the webinar than again in the emails afterwards, right? So hopefully you've built that know, like, and trust throughout this process. And so as we look at these three phases, awareness, consideration, and decision, so what are some content strategies or marketing at each different level of the funnel or the journey here? Same thing. So awareness, again, we talked about awareness. So this is where your ads, your social media that you do, if you do a podcast, if you write a blog, if you do videos, whatever it is, you're creating awareness. And this is also a huge part of your positioning. And then as we get down into the second level, the middle part of your journey, of the journey, this is where we get into retargeting. Maybe we're sending people to our sales page. Maybe we're retargeting people who went to the sales page. Maybe we have testimonials that we're sharing with people. Because again, they're in the consideration phase, right? And then at the bottom is the decision stage. We want them to make a decision about what it is that we are offering. By the way, in the consideration phase, we're trying to get them onto our email list, right? We want to be able to communicate to them via email. And so we're trying to get them onto our email list, right? Now we're getting down into the bottom stage again, the decision stage. This is where we want them to make a decision about our product and then, or our offer. Again, this goes back to retargeting ads. We want to get people to our sales page, for example, building audiences of, or an audience of the people who are coming to our sales page but not purchasing. This is where we're leveraging testimonials, checkout pages, also customer service. If people are writing in or messaging you or what have you, reaching out in some way, are you giving them great customer service? Are you answering their questions and informing them, giving them enough information so that they can make an informed and empowered decision? A lot of people don't think about customer service in their buyer's journey or in their sales funnel, which you really need to be doing that. Okay. And so let's talk about, so that's the, and I'm going to break, and I'm going to sort of wrap this up here in a few minutes and give you a real life example. Well, it's hypothetical yet real life. I think that's opposite, but you know what I mean. Hopefully you know what I mean. Now, I do want to talk about what is oftentimes missing from the funnel, from the journey that we just discussed. Okay. We've seen that time and time again, awareness, consideration, and decision, that upside down triangle. And the problem, though, is a lot of people stop after that person makes the purchase. We have to remember also what begins after somebody becomes a customer. You know, we're often so hyper-focused on sales, which is awesome, but we also have to remember that it costs nearly like five times as much to acquire a new customer than it does to retain an existing one. Especially, you know, this is relevant if you have like a membership or something like that, where people are paying you on a monthly basis. Heck, even if you have something where there's, you know, it's simply a payment plan, you have to continue to serve your customers. I don't mean to state the obvious, but a lot of people don't think about the buyer's journey after somebody becomes a paying customer, right? So don't stop thinking about your customer experience once they purchase. It begins kind of a new funnel, if you will, a new journey after that. And so think about that. So what's the first impression that somebody gets of you after becoming a paying customer? They're all pumped up, right? They're all excited because they want to learn from you and or whatever your offer is. What's that experience like? So some questions to ask yourself during this stage of the buyer's journey is, what is that experience? What's that initial experience like for your customer when they are just getting started? They've just given you the credit card. Then what happens? What's that experience like? Do you have a customer onboarding process? Is this process easy? Is it complicated to follow? Do you celebrate them and congratulate them on coming on this journey that they've chosen to do with you? Do you celebrate them? Congratulate them? That's the first impression. Then after that first impression, then we have to think about loyalty, right? And so they are using, your customers are using your training, your coaching, your product, your service, etc. And so some questions to be thinking about during this stage of the funnel is, what's your customer service process like? How do you want them to feel about the investment that they made with you? Did you deliver on your promise? This is a huge one. And I'm hearing this more and more where people are buying products or services or whatever, and they feel like they were oversold, right? Did you deliver on your promise? If not, is more value needed? Are you leaving them hungry for more? Maybe they're overwhelmed with too much information, which happens a lot. You know, do they have all the tools? Do they have all the tools they need to be successful? And then also in this stage here, this is a huge one, and I didn't have this for a long time in my business until I smartened up, is, do you have a system in place to collect feedback from your customers and also testimonials and case studies? If you don't, you're missing a big opportunity. Really need to build in some sort of system where you're taking screenshots, you're asking, you're requesting feedback and testimonials from people, following up with them, whether it's just emailing them or heck, getting on the phone with them. You want to get as much feedback and testimonials and case studies as you can from the people going through your product, your service, your coaching, whatever it is that you're selling. So it's kind of like that's the sort of the loyalty stage in the buyer's journey. And then if they need more value, if they need something else, if they've gotten everything that they need from you at that point, from whatever they purchased from you, can you offer them an opportunity for additional value or to continue learning and working with you? Maybe some sort of upsell. Maybe they bought a course from you and they've taken the course and they're getting great results. Now they want something, you know, now they want something bigger. They want to take the business to the next level. Maybe that's, you know, coaching with you. Maybe that's group coaching, whatever it is. Be thinking about that. Don't stop. Again, don't stop at the initial purchase. Our goal as course creators, as coaches, consultants, experts, etc., is to help our target audience solve whatever problem they have. If we are able to do that initially, awesome. Is there something else that we can offer them now that they're at a different stage in their journey because they've gotten some wins? They've gotten the help that they needed from you through whatever you sold them. Now there could be something else, right? Maybe it's like, come spend the day with you and you're going to do one-on-one with them. That's something that I do here in San Diego with people. Are they ready for some sort of additional value that is going to save them even more time, more money, solve new challenges that they have? Okay. So don't stop once they become a customer. There's a lot of, I don't want to call it work, but you really need to be attentive to what that experience is like for once somebody becomes a paying customer, right? And so once they become that paying customer, then we want to be thinking about things like the onboarding process. Again, what does the email sequence look like? Is the, you know, if you have a course or a program or whatever it is the training platform that you're using? We use Kajabi in our business. Is it set up? Is it easy to follow? Do you have some sort of way to give them support? Whether it's, you know, support at, and when, you know, they have a question or something like that. Or maybe if you have some sort of, you know, Facebook group set up or whatever, where they can get their questions answered from other people, or maybe it's your team or you or whatever it is, then we have to be thinking about your customer service, the quality of your training. The quality of your training should be thought about at all times, right? Are there bonuses involved? And then from there, the upsell, is there something else that you can offer them once they made it through your training, your service? I was just talking to somebody yesterday. I went down and hung out at Amy Porterfield's entrepreneur experience here in San Diego. And I was talking to some students of one of my mastermind students, and they had said, yeah, we went through, you know, this person's course, and the promise of the course was to get to, as a service provider, get to six figures without a team. And these students did that. They achieved what was promised in the course. And then they were like, awesome. But now we have a whole new set of, you know, opportunities and challenges now that we've reached this point. Please, you know, help us with this next level in our business. So that's an opportunity now for the person in my mastermind to provide that, if that's what they want to do. But that is a perfect example that there's always opportunity there for your customers and the customers who are getting good results from whatever it is that you're offering. Okay. And so that is really how I think about the customer journey, the buyer's journey, and needing to, and knowing that we need to be speaking to people differently depending on where they are in your journey. Because if you don't know the journey, how can you speak to people differently, right? And oftentimes, I like to do this by reverse engineering from the sale. And so, like, if my end goal is to, I don't know, sell, you know, my foundation's Facebook ads program, or maybe it is to have somebody join my accelerator mastermind. Okay, cool. The end goal then in this hypothetical is that, all right, somebody is going to join the program, either one. Okay, cool. Now back up from there. What are the steps? What are the things I need to make happen in order for that to take place? And I just map it out and I work backwards. I'm like, okay, this step, and then what's previous to that step? Okay, cool. This step, what's previous to that step, and so on. This becomes my buyer's journey. And again, I'm speaking to people differently at each point of the buyer's journey. Okay. Now, I want to kind of take you through like a real life / hypothetical example of all this. All right. So let's say Amy, my wife, is flipping through Instagram, and she sees an ad on Instagram for a baby sleep coach. And it's a video. This baby sleep coach has done a video ad, and it's about the challenges that babies have in sleeping. Let's just say that my daughter Maya is having trouble sleeping at that point, which she did. And she is not anymore. I'm knocking on wood right now. We did hire a sleep coach, and it was the best thing ever. Game changer. Maya's doing so well with it. Anyway, so let's just say hypothetically that Maya's having sleep trouble. Now, Amy knows that there are solutions out there when it comes to, you know, babies and sleeping, but A, she doesn't know exactly what to do to get Maya to sleep better. And then B, nor does she know that this coach even existed until she saw the ad. So with what we talked about today, Amy is problem aware, and through the ad, she now becomes solution aware. She's now also aware of the coach, right? So she clicks on the ad, and the video ad goes to an opt-in for a baby sleep cheat sheet, let's just say. So Amy opts in for that sleep cheat sheet. She downloads the cheat sheet, and it's got tons of value and gives Amy some quick things that she can do that can give her a quick win with getting Maya to sleep better. Okay. The sleep coach is now building that know, like, and trust factor with Amy, and Amy is now in the consideration stage. So she's just downloaded this cheat sheet. The cheat sheet gives her some really quick wins. Amy can consume it really fast and can give Amy some quick wins in getting Maya to sleep better. And so The sleep coach, hypothetically now, then sends Amy an email with further value, as well as some testimonials from all the happy clients that that sleep coach has helped. And the sleep coach makes Amy a special offer for her coaching program. Now, also, while this is happening, the sleep coach is retargeting Amy on Instagram again with an offer for her coaching program. And now Amy's now most aware, okay, talking, going back through the five stages of awareness, Amy's now most aware, and now she's in the decision stage. Amy either buys the coaching program, or maybe she still needs some more information. And if she doesn't buy at that point, the coach can then send additional follow-up emails and continues retargeting her for a period of time with additional value, maybe some more testimonials, trying to get her to purchase. Okay. So we've just kind of taken everything we've talking about here today and given you a real life / hypothetical example. Because actually, even though I just kind of made that up for that example right there, that has 100% happened to Amy, not for a sleep coach, but for other products, other baby products and stuff like that. Like Amy sees these amazing, like very well targeted ads. I love it. Very well targeted ads on Instagram for baby stuff. And then she clicks, reads through, then she'll get retargeted, you know, with some sort of special offer, more information, additional value. Boom, she makes a purchase. Understanding the buyer's journey, my friends, is going to be a game changer for you in your business, in converting leads into sales, taking people who don't know who you are all the way through to becoming a paying customer, right? Also, we talked about this on the podcast, talking about the four different stages of being an impact entrepreneur. Now, we talked about that. That was, I think, last week on the podcast. We talked about that from the perspective of the business. But two of the stages, marketing and selling, well, that really comes down to understanding your buyer's journey, being able to speak to people where they're at in the journey and making the proper offer to them, depending on where they're at in the journey. And that decision stage can be made through a webinar, videos. I mean, that's your sales mechanism, right? You're getting them to a point. At that point, hopefully you've given them enough information to make that decision to whip out their credit card and pay you for whatever it is that you're offering. Because a lot of people, they're like, holy cow, wait, I filled my webinar and I have a $1,000 product. I had all this cold traffic and, you know, I had a really good cost per lead, but I had very few sales on there. What happened? Well, they're very early on in the customer journey. They don't know you yet. You haven't built that know, like, and trust factor. It takes a lot for someone to, you know, whip out their credit card and put down $1,000 or $500 or whatever it is that you're charging for somebody who doesn't even really truly know you enough to make that kind of decision. They need to be further taken through your buyer's journey. Okay. Don't forget, my friends, I'm doing a live free webinar training the week of November 4th. It's called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective ads that get results. And you can register at rickmulready.com/live training. My friends, I hope today was helpful for you. This is something that I recently took my October mastermind group through and opened a lot of eyes. This is something that I've been working on a lot in the business. And frankly, this is something that not a lot of people really teach, right? But yet is one of the biggest reasons that I see that people are not converting leads into sales. You know, leads are great, but we have to be intentional with what we're doing with those leads to take them through your buyer's journey and actually solve their problems through the offers that you're making to them. Okay. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way, and I'm going to be talking about stats in your business, ad stats, and why when you're asking other people, I feel like I'm on a soapbox today. When you're asking other people what are good stats, what their stats are, what are they getting in their business? you are asking the wrong question. You're doing yourself and your business a disservice. And I'm going to be explaining that and breaking that down for you in the next Quick Tip episode coming up on Friday. So thank you so much for listening today. I super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.